All right, guys, injury report today. Tyvon Branch did not participate. Jason Hunter was limited. Lucas Nix was limited. McFadden did not participate. Stacy McGee did not participate. Tony Pashos was limited. Tracy Porter was limited. Terrell Pryor was full. Marcel Reese was limited. Menelik Watson was limited. Stefan Wisniewski did not participate. And Charles Woodson did not participate, non-injury related. So, we've dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, all right, and we got to fight and battle, scratch and claw, and do everything we can to fight ourselves back out of it. And the only way I know to go about doing that is go to work. I thought our guys went to work and practiced good today. I thought they competed hard today, and I think they're looking forward to a chance to get out and play again. These guys are fighters in that locker room, so they're going to continue to battle.
Is Pryor symptom-free?
Symptom-free.
So he's clear?
He's clear.
Okay.
He'll start at quarterback this week.
It looked like Matt McGloin was taking number two reps during the open period. Was that the case?
Yeah, we're gonna take a look at Matt McGloin as a backup quarterback.
During the week or for sure all weekend and in the game?
He'll be the backup quarterback in this game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that because it's stuff he's been doing in practice or more?
I think it's just a little bit of combination of both. I want to get a chance to look at him and see what he can do as a backup quarterback.
Was Reese being out there a pleasant surprise? I mean,
yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. He got a chance to run around a little bit yesterday and test it out, and he felt good and went out there and practiced today. I thought he looked pretty good in practice today, so we'll continue to look at him and monitor him throughout the week. But I was encouraged to see him out there today and see him working.
Could he play some halfback if Darren's out?
Yes.
He obviously did pretty well at that when he did that last year.
He filled in that role nicely last year and did a really good job. And you know, he's always been kind of the next man up in that role and kind of our fourth halfback. And so, you know, if Darren's not able to go for one, you know, for whatever reason, then he would be the third halfback in the game.
You mentioned after the game you wanted to get a look at the film to really assess how you thought Jennings had done. After you got a look at it, the amount of tackles that he broke, the amount of things that he did, you know, was it as exceptional a game as it had appeared?
Well, I thought it was a good game. Yeah. You know, I thought he did a lot of good things well. I mean, yeah. I thought he ran the ball hard. I thought he ran with power. He did break some tackles. I also thought he did a nice job in the passing game and receiving the ball and really – I thought that's where he probably ran the ball even better, you know, when he got the ball out in the open field and breaking tackles. So I was pleased with the way that he played in the game.
This will be the latest kickoff time in NFL history. Is that a concern for you? And how do you feel about this late kickoff time?
We got to tee it up whenever they tell us to tee it up. I mean, I don't think you can look at that and let's don't build in any excuses. Let's go play, all right? And if they wanted us to tee it up today, we'd tee it up today. So you take that and go with it. We'll adjust the schedule a little bit maybe at the end of the week, but we'll be ready to play when we tee it up, 8:35, I believe it is, on Sunday night.
Can you talk about the difficulties of defending a guy like Phillip Rivers, who seems to be playing as well as anybody?
Well, it's tough, and he's got some good weapons to throw the ball to. You know, I think Antonio Gates is playing exceptional. I think Danny Woodhead's a guy that they're using in the passing game. Eddie Royal's done some really good things for him. I think the key is that Phillip Rivers is playing probably as good as he's played, you know, maybe throughout his career. I think he's playing outstanding. He's playing exceptional. He's going to the right guy with the ball, and he's throwing the ball with timing and accuracy. And you know, that's it'll be a challenge. You know, it'll be a challenge. I think they do a good job with what they do offensively and using their personnel.
You know McCoy, obviously, from Denver. I'm curious. He did the Tebow thing with Denver when they changed their offense around. Then they had Peyton Manning for a year. I'm just curious, what kind of offense is he running now? What do you see from what they're doing?
Well, I think it's a combination of things that both he did in Denver and what Wisenhunt did in Arizona. You see a little bit of both of what they do. I mean, they're going to get an 11 personnel and do some of the things that Denver was doing. So you know, I think they've done a nice job of combining a couple of systems and giving Rivers some things that he can do. He looks like he's doing a lot more audible and checking at the line of scrimmage and trying to get themselves in the best play available. So, it'll be key, you know, for us to be able to handle the tempo and handle the pace. And be able to, you know, do a great job of communicating and make sure we're in the right spots.
So they're another one of those teams, a tempo team, a good team that's going
to
try.
They got some tempo to their team, and, you know, and it's not every snap, but it's a pretty good amount of tempo.
Do you handle Terrell any differently this week in terms of trying to avoid hits or things like that, or do you just have to play?
I think if you start trying to, you know, limit the things that he does, I think you decrease his effectiveness. I think you got to let him be the quarterback that he is, and let him make plays.
You guys have been struggling on third downs for the last two games. Is there anything you're doing differently this week with the offense? Or
well, we're going to continue to work on it. We're going to try to look and see what are the things that we're doing well, so that we can convert third downs, because that's key to our offense and being able to stay on the field and sustain some drives and keep the defense on the bench and I think having Terrell out there, I think that'll help us in that.
Are you going to use Terrell more on the running side without Reese?
And we're going to let him do the things that he does well.
No advice to say.
No, I'm not going to tell San Diego exactly what we're going to do.
Is Amadi your backup center, or is Garrod the backup center, or what?
Andre is, but yeah. We worked maybe there some today. You know, obviously with Wiz not being able to practice today, you got to kind of mix and match a little bit. I'm hopeful and anticipate that Wiz is going to be able to play. He wasn't able to practice today, but I'm hoping as the week goes on, we'll be able to get him in there and get him some work.
Any progress or updates with Darren
McFadden? No real updates. No, nothing really to report. I mean, he's still got a hamstring he's trying to rehab it and get out there as fast as he can.
Are you going to ease Menelik back into the flow of things, maybe be more conservative?
Well, I think what we all have to realize with Menelik is he's got very limited reps this whole year. And so, I think we got to take some time to evaluate him and see where he is and what he can do. I mean, there's a lot of upside to that player, but – we haven't had a chance to get much work with him.
How did Andre Holmes look compared to the guy you saw 4 weeks ago?
I thought he looked good. I thought he did some good things. He looks like he's still in great shape, and we'll see how he does, this week in practice, and see what both his physical and his mental shape, what type of physical and mental shape he's in, and see if he can help us this weekend.
You think back 2 years ago, Dennis, with you and McCoy both in Denver. Is it kind of interesting now? You guys are both head coaches in the same division. You're going to see each other twice a year now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think you see it very often. But there was no doubt in my mind that Mike McCoy was going to be a head coach in this league. I think he's an outstanding coach, good friend of mine. And I think he's done a really nice job with that San Diego team. He's got them playing hard, playing fast, and they're executing. So. He's done an outstanding job.
You guys ever sit together and say one day we'll both be coaches?
No, we never really talked about it. Never really had those conversations. But he is a guy that's a good friend of mine. We do have a lot of conversations together.
If Jennings is the number one running back this weekend, what does he bring to the mix? What has he brought on this year?
Well, I think he brings a kind of a toughness, a thumper type. Of runner, and I think that's, when you have him and Darren, I think that's a nice mix and a nice changeup.
Is the dirt at all a home field advantage, or is it kind of just a nuisance in general?
It's something that we got to work with. It's something we got to deal with. But both teams have to deal with the same thing. So, I think the fact that we've played on it a couple of games already this year. I don't know if it's an advantage or not, but it's certainly not something that we think a lot about.
How do you think Brandon Ross has done subbing for Tyvon?
Well, I think he's done a good job. I think anytime you have to replace a player of Tyvon's stature, it's a tough job and it's a tough thing to do. And he's a guy that's still relatively young at the position. He's still learning. And he makes some mistakes, but he's one of those guys that learns from his mistakes and he gets them corrected. So I've been pleased with where he's at, and I think Usama Young's another guy that's come in and some situational stuff and done a good job for us.
Well, those guys both would probably have some responsibility with Gates. Does Gates look better than he did last year? I mean, he looks like he might be.
Well, he looks real good. Yeah. You know, whether he's better than he was last year or not, I don't know. But I know he's really tough to defend this year. And he's had a lot of explosive gains down the field. And he's always been a challenge to cover because not only can he get down the field on you, but he's really good in the underneath stuff and, you know, working away from leverage. And you know, Phillip does a nice job of putting the ball in the right spots and giving him a chance to make a play.
What do you think of their pass rush, especially now that Freeney's done for the year?
Yeah, well, you know, I think they got to get a lot of guys that are gonna come after you and they're gonna work hard. Obviously, losing Freeney, they lose a little bit of that speed edge rusher type of guy, and lose a little bit of the, you know, just that stature of having that guy coming off the edge. But they got a quality team. They got some depth there at that position, and I'm sure they feel comfortable with the guys that they got in rushing the passer.
Flynn was a guy you brought in to be the starter, and now I guess he's third string. Is that a surprise? How much is that a surprise to you as far as is it a confidence thing, or what have you seen from him over the course of the
year? You know, I mean, listen, it is what it is. You know, it hadn't worked out like we anticipated, and we got to make decisions, and we got to move forward and continue to go, and Matt's going to continue to battle and scratch and claw, and I still believe that he's a capable quarterback, but we're going to give McGloin a chance.
Coach, what does McGloin give you that maybe you don't have with Flynn?
Well, you know, I like what Matt brings to the table. I'm talking about McGloin as far as his competitiveness. You know, he's got some moxie to him. He's got some. He just understands how to play the game. And I don't think it's too big for him. I think he'll come in, and if he's called upon to run the offense, I think he'll come in and do a good job. He's smart. He throws an accurate ball. He's got good arm strength. He's good in decision making. So I like what this kid has to work with.